Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The U.S. Supreme Court announced it's adopting a formal code of ethics. The justices says it's an effort to strengthen the public's confidence in the High Court. Details have not been released, but lawmakers have been pushing for ethics reform for quite some time. Analysts are expecting the new consumer price numbers coming out this morning will indicate stubborn inflation may be slowing down. This only indicates that the growth of inflation due to government overspending is not increasing as much as it had in previous reports. The report will weigh heavily into the Federal Reserve's next decision on interest rates that sets the price banks pay for money. The Federal Open Market Committee will meet again December 12th and 13th. Paul Pelosi, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is in federal court this week talking about the terrifying moments when suspect David DePapp attacked him with a hammer. DePapp pleaded not guilty to the charges in San Francisco last year at the couple's home. The Pentagon is releasing more information about the five Army soldiers killed in a helicopter crash in the Eastern Mediterranean Sea on Friday. Once again, officials say there was no indication of hostile fire, and they are calling it an in-flight emergency. The Defense Department said all five crew members were assigned to the 1st Battalion, 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, based out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. An American toddler is among the hostages being held by Hamas terrorists in Gaza.
The White House told reporters a 3-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were killed by the militant group during the October 7th attacks in Israel is believed to be among the more than 200 hostages. A small number of hostages have been released so far since the start of the war last month. I'm Dave Collins.
Today is National Pickle Day, because who doesn't like a pickle? Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Army is formally making a wrong right 106 years later. Black soldiers were convicted of mutiny for their roles in the Houston riots. Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarillo says the military paperwork will be changed, showing an honorable discharge. 19 black Army soldiers were executed. Most others received life sentences after they fought with police and residents of a heavily segregated 1917 Houston. The prosecution rested last week in presidential candidate Donald Trump's civil case in New York. This week, the defense is making their case. Trump's oldest son was the first witness.
Donald Trump Jr. has testified once again in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family is accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. In the state civil lawsuit, the former president faces potential fines of $250 million, which could also result in restrictions on conducting business in New York. I'm John Schaefer.
Congress will take up the issue of veterans homelessness. A bipartisan bill would put the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Department of Veteran Affairs in cahoots on the homeless vets issue. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning to you. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Jonathan Tobin on day 39 of the Israel-Hamas war. Jonathan is the editor-in-chief at JNS.org and senior contributor to The Federalist, and we say good morning to you. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on, as always, here with an update. Reports are that the IDF is it's either controlling Gaza now or quite imminent in controlling Gaza. What do you get?
Well, it's a little more limited success than that, but nonetheless noteworthy. They had sealed off the northern part of Gaza and concentrated all their efforts there. They have pretty much gone through most of it, cornering the Hamas strongholds, notably their main command center underneath the largest hospital in Gaza City. Mm-hmm. But they have taken over most of northern Gaza, including the Hamas headquarters above ground, as opposed to the mobile city that they built underneath the surface of the strip, which is probably more tunnels than the New York subway system. So they're certainly in control of northern Gaza. Southern Gaza is still under control of Hamas. Mm-hmm. We have to understand Israel is not waging this war in an indiscriminate, wholesale slaughter kind of way. They've been going very carefully, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, trying to spare as many, spare innocents as much as possible, going after the terrorists in their strongholds, which is a very dangerous business, and doing so very methodically. So this war, which has gone on now for a few weeks, will likely go on for several, not just for weeks, it may go on for months as they root out these terrorists in their holes and then proceed to the next, the next step will be southern Gaza, where, they are similarly dug in. It's believed most of the hostages are there. It's a long, hard slog and, it's a sad business because, Israel is losing soldiers. And it's true that there are civilians who are suffering because they are the human shield that Hamas
And, of course, they're running out of resources, lack of water and fuel and all that. Jonathan, for people to understand the difference between North and South, in terms of the layout of Gaza, the South, is that where people are, at least above the ground, above the tunnels, that can escape? Is that their exit out to Rafah?
Well, that is the southern Gaza, and this is a very small area. No,
I understand, but I'm just saying, you know, in terms of people hearing this on the radio, I want them to envision what's going on here, how the layout is. Go ahead.
You know, the whole of Israel is the size of New Jersey. You know, so we're not talking about a huge piece of land. Gaza is much, much smaller, adjacent to Israel. Southern Gaza is adjacent to Egypt and to you know, to there, as well as to southern Israel, from where, you know, people suffered from Hamas attacks. And so it is where people, those who were able, despite Hamas's attempts to try to stop them, did go from the northern part where Israel was attacked to the southern part, as Israel wanted them to get out of the way. And assuming that the United States doesn't try to stop Israel from getting at the rest of Hamas's forces in southern Gaza, I would presume that Israel will hope that the civilians there will either go to northern Gaza, where, you know, which would presumably be cleared, or into Egypt, but of course Egypt doesn't want any part of these people because they see them, you know, as security threats related to terrorists. You know, Hamas is a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is basically at war with the Egyptian government. You know, the idea that it's Israel against the world is wrong. Egypt is deathly afraid of Hamas for good reason. And worries about, you know, and considers most of the Palestinians in Gaza to be likely supporters of, you know, the both Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood, which is puts them in a difficult position, but that's
exactly
the reality.
You see, and that's the part of the story, Jonathan, that's hard to for people to understand here in the West, because they're not getting that part. But common sense would tell you that the Palestinians controlled by Hamas for what, since 07? I mean, that's a number of years to relent. Now, I can understand, you know, the oppression. We know this happens around the world, but you're pretty well conditioned that Hamas is your, this is your government, and your government went out.
Generations have been educated by Hamas,
right.
Inculcated.
Yes, and your government went out.
The Jewish people and the West and the United States. Let's not forget that part.
No, exactly. And the government, Hamas, went out and did this terror knowing that Israel was going to strike back. And they knew that there was going to be collateral damage, that there were going to be innocents that were, were going to be killed and murdered in the response. They did this to their own people.
Yeah, absolutely. The Palestinian leadership, and this includes not just Hamas, but to the supposedly more moderate Fatah, which is in control of the West Bank. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have sacrificed their people for 75 years, repeatedly rejecting offers of peace and of a Palestinian state, always choosing war because their only purpose is war against Israel, war against the Jews, and they have nothing else to offer. And they've kind of conned so many of the Palestinian people into thinking that this is legitimate, that this is what they should be doing with their lives. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, had they taken all the aid that poured into Gaza in the last 20 years, Gaza could be, you know, Singapore. It could be, a haven of free enterprise, mm-hmm. and prosperity on the Mediterranean. Instead, it's, as I said, it's this terrorist fortress. Built to, basically protect killers and to project terror against their neighbors and to, basically victimize their own people. I mean, talking about the shortages, in hospitals in Gaza, the Hamas fighters, you know, their leaders in the tunnels, they have plenty of resources. They're not short of water. They're not short of fuel. And, in fact, they were trying to prevent the hospitals from getting the fuel that Israel was trying to give to them so that people wouldn't be hurt.
Well, they are no doubt, and we're going to talk more about this on the other side, they have been controlling the narrative. The thing that people need to consider for a moment is that if Hamas's objective was moral and worthwhile, where are the other Arab nations? I mean, they're standing on the perimeter, you know, just jumping up and down, but they're doing nothing whatsoever to save these Palestinians that are trying to get out. To me, that's quite telling, Jonathan. We'll talk more about it on the other side. He's the editor-in-chief at JanS.org and senior contributor to The Federalist. Jonathan Tobin continues right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
And independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Jonathan Tobin. the editor-in-chief at Janus.org and senior contributor to The Federalist. And, of course, we're talking day 39 of the Israel-Hamas war. Jonathan, you know, in terms of the narrative, you got to hand it to the IDF. I mean, they are getting video footage showing people what's going on in the Al-Shifa hospital, for example. They've been saying this. Of course, even the mainstream media here doesn't want to hear about it. But it's hard to deny the actual evidence. And this is video footage of, Hamas remnants and facilities and equipment that are being staged underneath hospitals, next to schools, in residences, all these areas that are supposed to be foreboding, and according to the Geneva Accord and the rule of war, Hamas has broken every rule, but they're getting away with it. Nobody's holding them accountable.
Yeah, well, that's quite true. The evidence, you know, it's not like it was ever a secret that Hamas's headquarters were under hospitals. I mean, everybody's known this for a very long time. But, of course, Hamas's apologists in the mainstream media and throughout the left, and certainly in this country and abroad, you know, they all deny it. They treat Hamas like it's some legitimate group. They treat Israel as if it's this, you know, oppressive, organization and invader. You know, these are, you know, lies. You know, Israel's trying to save as many people as it can, but Israel has an obligation to defend its own people.
Mm-hmm.
It should not
yes.
be under threat. Imagine if Americans were under this kind of threat from our neighbors. And we've got enough problems with an open southern border.
I'm going to say, that's not too unrealistic.
Shelled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're not being shelled from Mexico right now. We're dealing with this invasion of illegal immigrants who want to work here and things like that. That's a very different order of people coming over our border to slaughter people in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, and to put us under, an always threat of death. Israel can't allow it, just as America couldn't allow it. When we were attacked on 9/11, we went to the other side of the world to shut down Al-Qaeda's camps in Afghanistan, to track them down. We spent the next 10 years tracking down Osama bin Laden. President Obama treated it as, his great accomplishment. And everybody cheered, as they should. Israel is in the process of doing the same thing to terrorists who committed the greatest mass slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust and who are located next door to them. They deserve our support for this campaign against a group that is a threat, not just to Israel. Of course, Israel is right there. They're the ones whom they're trying to kill. But ultimately, these people who are funded by Iran, their goal is war against the West, war against the United States. They want to kill us, too, here. Mm-hmm. And Israel is doing the dirty work of the West by taking them out. And they deserve American support, not to be undermined by calls for a ceasefire that would leave the October 7th murderers and people who perpetrators of terrible atrocities in place, unpunished, and empowered. That can't
exactly.
be.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you make a great point here, Jonathan, is that what's to stop people from even thinking a moment that Hamas, given the opportunity, would be here in America and do the same thing and do everything, throughout.
Of course they would.
And, yes. Okay, so it's not that far flung. So it's like, where are you going to address this issue? Are you going to address this issue in Gaza, or do you want to address this issue in New York City?
Yes, and Israel is, as I said, is doing the dirty work of getting rid of these Iranian proxies who have committed terrible, terrible atrocities, unspeakable things. They do the same elsewhere if they got the chance. And they have to be wiped out. Let's be very clear. Not the Palestinian people as a whole, even those who supported Hamas, but Hamas, its tens of thousands of operatives and killers, they have to be killed or captured. Just as we killed or captured everybody in Al-Qaeda, and we killed and captured everybody in ISIS. Nobody was protesting that when they were beheading Americans, and then we went after them. Israel is doing the same thing. As I said, it deserves to support the American people. And I believe the majority of American people do support that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the loud voices in academia, on college campuses, in the streets of some of our major cities who are fueling this terrible increase in anti-Semitism throughout the country, they are on the other side of this. And the American people have to speak up. Biden, who is under intolerable pressure from his own party and from within his own administration to betray Israel, he needs to hear from the American people that we have to stay, we have to stick with Israel, back what it's doing, not just for their sake, although they deserve it, but for our sake as well.
Do you sense the Congress is still in support and alliance with Israel?
Oh, I think there's no question. There is still a bipartisan consensus. Most Democrats, not all, obviously there are dozens of so-called progressives, the Squad and their allies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're against Israel. Therefore, they're basically functionally for Hamas. But most Democrats, even liberals, are not. They're for Israel. The Republicans are all but, maybe all but one in Congress are united in support of Israel. The thing is, though, the New York Times had a very interesting story yesterday about the staff of the Democratic congressmen, the future Democratic office holders.
Mm.
They're all against Israel. They're all against what their bosses are doing. The staff in the State Department and in the other agencies, there's a revolt going on within the Biden administration because everybody below the very top level is, these people are from the hard left. They're the product of elite universities where they learn critical race theory and intersectionality, and they hate Israel, and they are immersed in this anti-Semitic ideology, and, frankly, they hate America, too. And they're against the U.S.-Israel alliance. And Biden is holding on by his aging fingernail against this push, and which is being, frankly, orchestrated by the liberal mainstream media, places like the New York Times and the Washington Post. The Washington Post, whose opinion editor Karen Atiyah is herself a vicious anti-Semite.
Mm-hmm.
There is a real conflict going on in Washington. Congress,
but how crazy is that though, Jonathan?
Democratic administration.
Think about this for a moment. How nuts is this? Is the leadership is so weak in our country that a journalist can have that much sway in a war?
Listen, the elite, of our country, as I said, product of elite universities, which are now, factories for these toxic ideologies. They control the left in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supplying, the manpower for Democratic administrations. As much as I criticize and Biden and Blinken and the rest of the top leadership of this administration, they actually, with their support for Obama-era policies of appeasing Iran, they helped set the stage for October 7th.
Absolutely.
They don't like that outcome. They're still sticking with traditional American policies of support for Israel, albeit they're behind the scenes to trying to get Israel to stop. They're worried. They're weak. But everybody below them in this administration, the future of the Democratic Party is on the side of Hamas, and that is so shocking.
And what's their answer? I mean, you can be on the side of Hamas, but what do you eventually expect to realize in supporting Hamas?
Good question. Right now, they're just concentrated on opposing Israel and knocking it down, without thinking that the next step after that is the West and the United States as well. But that's a typically, short-sighted leftist point of view.
Yeah, that's one of those things when you've had too many drinks at the cocktail parties, somehow you delude yourself into thinking that that's a rational consideration, right?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Absolutely right.
There he goes. He's the editor-in-chief at JanS.org, senior contributor to The Federalist, Jonathan Tobin. Jonathan, thank you so much. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. That's 800-497-9632.
Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court announced it's adopting a formal code of ethics. The justices says it's an effort to strengthen the public's confidence in the High Court. Details have not been released, but lawmakers have been pushing for ethics reform for quite some time. Analysts are expecting the new consumer price numbers coming out this morning will indicate stubborn inflation may be slowing down. This only indicates that the growth of inflation due to government overspending is not increasing as much as it had in previous reports. The report will weigh heavily into the Federal Reserve's next decision on interest rates that sets the price banks pay for money. The Federal Open Market Committee will meet again December 12th and 13th. Paul Pelosi, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is in federal court this week talking about the terrifying moments when suspect David DePapp attacked him with a hammer. DePapp pleaded not guilty to the charges in San Francisco last year at the couple's home. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jeff Kemp, my good buddy, a man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader, is going to be up here in just a moment. He's in traveling mode. We got him at the airport, able to, get him on board here and have a few moments so we can talk about, there's two serious topics here we need to talk about. And one of them has to do with unexpected dads. All right. A lot has been said about moms. And there have been ministries over the years realizing that, look, you got dads that, hello, surprise, you're a dad. And, you got a lot to deal with. And, what we're finding out is that in this whole issue of life, because what it is, you're at the crossroads of life and death, and the Bible says very clearly, that's what is confronting you. And this is nonstop. This is an ongoing crossroads that we walk through. It's either life or death. So the question you have to ask in any choice of life, in any choice in your life that you must ask, is this going to promote life or is it going to promote death? Okay. And in the spirit of promoting life, then you have people of faith who understand the nuances of life and all the complexities. You got mom involved. You've got the unborn baby involved. And you've got family involved. You've got, we've got dads, the other 50% of the part that women, want to extricate and say, hey, look, it's, as if they did it all on their own. But unexpected dads need to be addressed. And Jeff, congratulations
on doing this and focusing on this, you know, with your ministry as well, in looking at, you know, developing what you call champion dads, right?
Yeah, and I don't deserve congratulations. I was invited to speak to the Pathways to Hope event tonight, where they're not just bringing the people that normally give money and pray and volunteer to help save the lives of babies by giving young women alternatives. Mm-hmm. Most of all, the pregnancy resource and women's resource centers that have a proactive alternative approach of giving an answer to the abortion crisis, disaster, and individual crisis. It's not just statistics. Tough moment in a young lady's life. But it's mm-hmm. also such for the dads, and they've not been included, as you said, in a lot of these pregnancy resource, women's resource centers are beginning in the last 10 years programs to reach the young men that mm-hmm. had a role in this pregnancy, who typically aren't given as much influence to help them make the decision. And so...
Yeah, but what is their Jeff? But what is their influence, though? Yeah, but what is their influence when they are involved? I mean, this is the other thing that you got to look at is when the dads are involved in that decision, the odds for life go up exponentially, is what I understand, right?
They do.
Yes.
And secondly, a young man, if he brings a new life into the womb of a young lady, regardless of where their relationship was, serious, not serious, you know, not married or married, which typically is unmarried. And then he doesn't hear anything about it. He's not consulted. He's not included. And either that life goes away, or even if the mom kind of makes a choice to do something with the child, but he's not involved, that dismisses the significance of that man. Mm-hmm. That dismisses the significance of his sexuality and the responsibility for it. That dismisses his role as a servant leader and a possible father, one of the greatest roles ever named for the Heavenly Father, right? So mm-hmm. to re-include these men who have a surprised pregnancy, an unexpected pregnancy, is a very vital thing, because it doesn't matter how stories start in terms of, hey, did you do this through a moral or immoral or a wise or unwise choice? All of us are off track.
Exactly.
See, in God's economy is, do you get humbled by, turn to Him in your problem, your crisis, your mistake, and finish well? Because God is about finishing things well. Look at Jesus.
Mm.
But
mm-hmm.
on the face in a grave, looked terrible, but He turned it around.
Exactly. So, well Jeff, let me ask you this. Can I ask you something here real quick? Did God say that children are a blessing from Him?
Mm, certainly did.
Okay, were there any preconditions? Were there any preconditions in that statement? Or was it just kids, your children are a blessing from God?
All children are. And
yeah.
Look at the stories in the Bible of the mm-hmm. children conceived and born in the toughest of circumstances, and yet God valued that child, honored the importance of that life, and used that type of child many times in an amazing way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and to your point, the reason I'm bringing that up, and I was, you know, prompted to bring that up to you, is because we're talking about the circumstances. The circumstances didn't matter. You know, what matters is you've got the life of a child. As soon as that child is conceived, that is the most important thing that you can do for yourself. And what happens along the way is that you have a chance to embrace God's blessing, regardless of the beginning, as you say. And it is a blessing from God. And for these dads that do not have a say, may, in many cases, not even aware, you know, because these women take this on themselves. And I say these women, I mean, in some regards, you got to say they're very courageous, because they go, they don't want to, you know, they don't want to get people involved. They just take an inordinate amount of responsibility. And I think
God invented the world. God invented the world to be relational, mm-hmm. and to be familial, meaning not just your tight nuclear family, but your extended family, the Jewish community, African American community, Hispanic community, African and other non-Western cultures that didn't have as much progress and move away from one another and act like, you know, individual separated families. That's always been key. So the key in a pregnancy isn't just to tell the woman, hey, this baby's super important. Everything done now revolves it around them. These great women's resource centers are coming around the young lady.
Oh, yeah,
her
exactly.
First concern is my life is just thrown for a loop. I'm upside down. I don't know, I have the money. I don't have an education. I don't know how I'm going to be a mom. I got no support. Well, bring the support around them and then help see the value of the life and then help figure out how to get the dad involved. Maybe they'll even discover marriage and they'll form a family, but that family's going to need some team around them. And for a woman to become a great mom, it's going to need some mentoring of motherhood. For a man to become a good father, he's going to need some men that show him how to be a father. We're not born with this. You pick it up from solid mentors and from other dads in the teamwork of Christian faith. Yeah. And that's what this banquet's about tonight. And that's really what every one of us can do. We can come alongside the young man that had a baby out of wedlock, the young lady that had a baby out of wedlock, the young couple that just got married and had a kid and they're kind of surprised by it, or has special needs. Those families are going to need some huge mentoring, support, teamwork. That's
exactly
the way the body of the family comes around them.
It's choosing life and all that represents. I mean, to choose life, Jeff, you know, you got to have faith. There's got to be hope, and you can't have faith and hope without God. This is why God is so important in this situation. But what happens, see, the devil would want you to believe that, oh, you know, you did it outside of marriage. You didn't have a certificate. You sinned. You're unworthy. And God is just saying, come to me. Come to me. And God bless these care centers. They're all over the country now. And in fact, you know, as Planned Parenthood facilities are closing down, these care centers, more of these care centers are opening up to service, you know, young moms and young families who have been surprised here, if you might say, yeah. Right?
The Bible says in Romans, do not be overcome by evil. Overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by death, by abortion, by hopelessness. Overcome it with support, with encouragement, with context, with the gospel, with love, with prayer, and by training young men to be dads in the context of other men that are dads. And that will be more of a solution to the crisis of unplanned surprise and unwanted pregnancy. They become wanted in life.
Exactly.
And there's amazing potential there.
For more information, check it out, menhuddle.com. Jeff Kemp has been with us. Thank you, Jeff. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye, Bill.
The federal ban on menthol cigarettes could have unintended consequences for Hispanic communities. Here's United States Hispanic Business Council President Javier Palomares.
You know, history has taught us that prohibitions just don't work. A federal ban on menthol cigarettes would hurt minority-owned small businesses. It would make communities of color more vulnerable to criminalization and bolster cartel pocketbooks. It's just simply bad policy, and it must be withdrawn.
Sponsored by the United States Hispanic Business Council.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Great to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Hey, real quick, let me remind you, because we've got something to give away. Are you ready for something absolutely free? All you got to do, take down this email address. It's my own personal email. This is how you enter to win here. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. In the subject, say, I'm a winner. If you're interested in participating in this great American PureFlix Christmas promotion. What we're giving away is a six-month free subscription to PureFlix, which is going to take you through the Christmas season. They got all these great Christmas movies that are on PureFlix. So much fun for the entire family. In fact, this week we are going to celebrate romance for the holidays. Why not? It's in the air at Christmas time. You take some time for yourself or for you and your honey, of course, to enjoy some heartwarming movies. And if you send me an email, you could qualify. We draw your name out, win a chicken dinner, and you get 6 months subscription absolutely free, and you get to enjoy all these Christmas movies and beyond. That would almost take us to Easter, I think past Easter as well. So, and PureFlix, you know, has been known for family movies and, you know, Great American, they've joined together now, and they're presenting this Christmas promotion of great movies. And it could be absolutely free for 6 months, okay? Our compliments to you. So Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Samantha Mao is with us. She's the good news girl because she brings all the great stories that lighten our heart and remind us that we've got some humanoids out there in the midst of all this chaos and craziness and death and destruction that's happening around us. There's some good people out there, right, Sam?
Oh, yeah. There absolutely are. And I'm seeing stories all the time. We always have more stories than we even have time to cover, so I think that's great.
Yeah, we need to be reminded of that. You know, we were talking yesterday with the youth leader, and hearing about, you know, so much of, you know, so much evil, you know, whether we're talking about Israel, even our own country. I mean, people suddenly out of nowhere getting shot and just, you know, people dying of overdose and homelessness and all this. And you know, this young man comes on and is telling us about what's going on in these Jesus clubs in high schools. I mean, these young kids are coming, you know, these meetings on a high school campus. The schools are allowing this to take place, and the kids are responding. I mean, it is it's incredible. And you know, I was reminded that when you have evil on the rise, the other thing that happens is that you have righteousness on the rise. But you're not going to hear about, you know, the good things. See, this is why what you do is so important here, because there are good things that are happening, but that's not what gets you the clickbait. That's not what, you know, like they used to say, and I think they still say it in the news business, is that if it bleeds, it leads, right? So you got to have all this ugly part of humanity that leads and gives you the impression that more of that is happening than good stuff. Like, for example, our first story here, where you got a fifth grader tossing a message in a bottle off Cape Cod, is back in 1997, and it makes its way all the way to France.
That's right. So this is tossed by a fifth grader named Ben Lyon, 1997. He sealed the bottle with wax to make it so it's leak-proof. And so, you know, it's been all those years, it's been 26 years. He sends it off from Sandwich, Massachusetts, and it makes it all the way down to France. Mm-hmm. And he just got a response 30 years later from this guy who was cleaning up the beach. You know, he says, please open up the message inside. And the man said he was walking and cleaning the beach, and he found the bottle, you know, that had been sealed. And he had a really hard time opening it. But fortunately, found it, like, really made the efforts. I mean, who wouldn't, you know, if you see a message
exactly.
in a bottle?
So he sends it. He sends it from Sandwich, Massachusetts, and the message says, send me fries, right?
Right. You know, that was where the ocean would take it. And, you know, I had joked about it would be so interesting to see if there was somehow a camera that would do a time lapse over those years. Where did that bottle go? What has it been up to for the
all
past
the
26 years? That's right.
Yeah, how many times did Dory must have ran into that bottle several times, I guess, you know, so.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm, like, wondering if it, like, popped into a shark's mouth. And you just have no idea. Where was it for all these years? It's just amazing what could accomplish it. It landed in, forgive my pronunciation, but it's Les Sables de Lyon in France. So that's where it landed. And, you know,
cool.
It kind of makes you want to throw a message in a bottle of your own, right, and see if...
Exactly. Well, if you want to see something about a bottle, and this is a fun movie, it was out, I don't know, maybe over 20 years ago. It's called The Gods Must Be Crazy. Have you seen that movie?
I've never seen that, but I'm going to have to check it out.
You've got to watch it. It's about an African village that suddenly is in the receipt of a Coke bottle. And it's a total foreign object. They have no idea what this Coke bottle is all about, but they start realizing there's some usefulness to it. And, you know, in terms of grinding grain and, you know, other uses. And, of course, eventually it gets to the use of, you know, somebody hits somebody over the head with it, too, because it can be a weapon. But the whole experience of this Coke bottle and what it does, how it affects this country. And so, you know, one of the chosen ones in the tribe, it is their mission to return that bottle to the gods. Because it's become such a horror and a problem for the village. And so he's traveling all over, you know, to get that bottle back to the guy. It's a sweet movie, but it reminds us sometimes of our humanness and some of the simple and crazy things we can end up doing. And so meanwhile, we need stories to hear like this. Like, I mean, here you got a Taco Bell delivery order. It's on a Florida family's porch. And a bear says, hey, just what I ordered, right?
That's right. I found this quite hilarious, and it's one of the videos that's been going viral. So I hope people have the chance to check it out. So it was about $45 worth of Taco Bell that was on this family's front porch, and you see they have a Ring doorbell camera, and so you see the Uber driver drop it off, and then you see this bear kind of come swaying up. It's a 300 or 400 pound, they think, black bear. That comes up.
He's now weighing 500 pounds after $45 worth of tacos, but that's okay.
That's right. Anyway. Well, what makes it super funny is, so the bear takes the bag away, then comes back a few minutes later and grabs the drink and takes that too.
Hysterical.
Which I think is just great. And that's just one of a long, like, apparently there's been a few bears breaking in and stealing things like frozen lasagna and, you know, raiding outdoor fridges recently. I think bears kind of, they have a way of kind of getting into spaces that you wouldn't think they could. Their little paws can open up doors and, you know.
How long are their nails? My goodness, you know. Those things. I mean, they cut through everything. They're like razors. This is hysterical. If you haven't seen this, you got to check this out. I mean, and I imagine he probably goes back to the den. All the bears are then going, "Hey, where's the drink? Oh gosh,
I know,
right?
Oh, let me get it.
You idiot! You forgot the drink."
And, you know, in case anybody's wondering, Uber did refund the family's money. I was wondering about that. I was like, is this just like an act of nature? You know, this isn't the driver's fault at all. They put it all the way there. So just Uber get back the money that they did.
Oh, they did. Oh, wow. Well, bless their hearts for doing that. I mean, because, gosh, who would have blamed them? I mean, you know, and of course, some of the kids are probably going, you know, going to school and going, "Hey, you know, that bear not only did it eat our tacos, but it ate my homework, too."
Definitely.
I mean, I would throw definitely that in the mix. I mean, here, we got evidence here. Exactly.
I know.
This next story comes by way of Vegas, and he's crediting his Apple Watch for saving his life, huh?
Yeah, so I didn't know they did this, but Apple Watches, so this 40-year-old man in Las Vegas, he has type 1 diabetes, and he credits his Apple Watch with saving his life because the device actually called emergency service after he fell unconscious. He didn't realize his blood sugar had gotten low. The device that normally lets him know didn't let him know, and he's at home by himself, and he passes out and hits his head, and when he wakes up, he said it was like he had a mouthful of marbles, so, you know, the watch is already called emergency services, but
exactly,
he can't talk. So fortunately, he also had his device had fall detection set up, which who knew that Apple Watches did that?
You didn't know that? I've had my Apple Watch for a couple of years, and I've got caught a couple times, and you know, an innocent fall, sometimes just a, you know, a trip fall type deal. I mean, this thing is so sensitive. Next thing you know, I mean, you know, Siri's on there going, "Did you just fall? Are you okay?"
I don't have Apple devices. This would be a good advertisement for Apple.
Exactly.
It also called his mom. He has emergency contact set up on his phone, so it was connected to his device, and so the watch lets them know the GPS location, lets them know that he's fallen, and contacts his mom so that she can explain his condition. And so, you know, Apple's out there saving lives with watches like this. That might be a good thing for people to have, you know?
Yeah, it's a great story. What's interesting, because sometimes, you know, Siri will talk to me even when I'm in church. I'm going, "Hey, I'm okay. I just genuflected. I'm a Catholic genuflect." So they think you fall. Anyway, this last one, you got a dog leads owner to a lost cat trapped 100 feet down a mine shaft. We've got about 30 seconds left here, Sam. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Mowgli had gone missing. Mowgli the cat had gone missing for about 6 days, and his owner, Michelle, thought that he was gone for good until her dog, Daisy, started going berserk and alerting her in her backyard, and she ends up finding her down in the woods, down in the old mine workings in Prince of Wales. So they were able to rescue the cat. Daisy the dog found Mowgli the cat.
And the dog's so conflicted. Should I or shouldn't I? I could have the whole house of...
It's obvious. Samantha Val, thank you. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better.
Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.